Thembisa uHerbert wale eNingizimu neMelika kanye noMinki.
It's the engagement of Herbert, who is from South America, and Minky from here.
Nampa ke bobabili abathembisa namhlanje.
Here are the two getting engaged today.
Ngiyabona ke nine ningazi.
Now for you don't know.
Awufani nomshado.
For you who don't know, engagement is not the same as marriage.
Izinto ezimbili ezahlukene.
They are two completely different things.
Ngoba bona bobabili behlukene. Ntombazana, indoda, izinto ezimbili kanjalo ke umthembiso nomshado izinto ezimbili.
And as you see them standing here, there's a girl, a man, and they are separate, so too engagement and marriage is separate.
Kusho ukuthi kumthembiso namhlanje.
So this is an engagement. I stand between them. There's still this apartheid. There's still this discrimination. But on their wedding, I will not stand between them. Satan mixes things up.
Uma abantu besashelana bethembisa, they can't be close enough together.
When people are still wooing each other or getting engaged, abakwazi ukuthi basondelana ngokwanele.
Bangathanda ukuthi omunye ahlale phezu komunye.
If they could, they would be sitting on each other.
Kodwa uma beshadile,
but when they get married, that same couple who couldn't get close enough to each other are like cat and dog. That's the devil Diabolus who mixes things up. So we are saying, let it be as the Lord has said. An engagement is an engagement, but with marriage there is that unity.
Let
everything be in its right order, in its right way, not in stupidity and in madness. They are still separate. They are not in contact. When they married, they are made into one flesh. And let me explain that. People in the world,
basuke bagange, omunye ashate esenento.
A person who, in the world, you find them meeting around dark corners and they get married with.
One can't interpret that. It's a name. But you understand it, don't you? This ring now testifies. The fact that he feels it's God's will and she feels it's God's will that they should get married. Nobody has chosen it for them. That's their ndaba, their affair. They pray and ask God.
Lendiling ichaza ukuthi bathembisana nokuthi kunguNkulunkulu ogwenzile lokhu. Akekho owabahlanganisa kwintando yenkosi. Yibona bahlelile lokho.
Thina siyajabula nje.
We are just happy about it.
Asithandaze.
Let us pray.
Nkosi, naba abantwana bakho bezwa ubaholela kulendlela.
Lord, here are your children who feel that they are being led in this way.
Siyathandaza ukuthi ubabusise ukuba lo mthembiso wabo ungwelisi gama lakho.
And we pray that this engagement would hallow your name.
Kuze kube usuku lomshado uma ungakabuyi ungakafiki.
Till the day of their marriage, if you have not yet returned.
Kube isikhathi esiyongcwelisa igama lakho.
Let this be a time of sanctifying your name.
Konke abakwenzayo kukhanye. Kuba mhlophe nakwantsundu namandiya namakhalathi izizwe zonke zibone ubungcwele.
That all who observe may see your holiness, whether they are Indians or blacks or coloureds or whites or whatever type they might be.
Amen.
Amen.
Izwi lethu ke njengokuba sekuyisikhathi sesondelene nePasika.
Now our text, as we are drawing closer to the Easter time,
sizothola ngokaMarko.
We find in the Gospel according to Mark.
Isahluko seshumi nane.
We find it in chapter 14.
Kusukela evesini lesithathu.
From verse 3.
Kwathi uJesu eseBhethaniya endlini kaSimoni owayenochoko ehlezi kudleni, kwafika owesifazane ephethe umfuma we-alabaster wamafutha enadi.
And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard, and she broke the flask and poured it on his head.
Nenadi lodwa elibiza kakhulu wagcoboza umfuma wathela amafutha ekhanda lakhe. Kepha kwakukhona abanye abakhuluma bodwa ngokuthukuthela bethi, kwenzelweni lokho kuchithwe kwamafutha na?
But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, why was this fragrant oil wasted?
Ngokuba lawo mafutha ngayithengisiwe ngawo denariyo abangaphezu kwamakhulu amathathu kwaphiwa bampofu. Bamthukuthelela kakhulu.
For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor, and they criticized her sharply.
Kepha uJesu wathi, myekeni, nimhluphelani na? Usebenzile umsebenzi omuhle kimi.
But Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me.
Ngokuba bampofu ninabo njalo. Nanini, uma nithanda ningabenzela okuhle, kepha mina aninami njalo.
For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish you may do them good, but me you do not have always.
Wenzile abengakwenza, wandulele ukugcobela umzimba wami ukumbelwa.
She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial.
Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, noma phi lapho liyakushunyayelwa khona ivangeli ezweni lonke, kuyakukhulunywa ngalokho akwenzileyo kube isikhumbuzo ngaye.
Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the whole world, what this woman did will also be spoken of her as a memorial to her.
Asigcine lapha.
We'll read thus far.
Njengoba bebehlangene lapha, ubehlaselwa abapriesti abakhulu nabafarisi befuna ukumbulala.
At this very time where they were meeting together in this home, there was a plot to destroy him by the high priests and them.
Bekunzima izitha qhamuka phandle zifuna ukuhlasela uJesu bambulale.
It was difficult. Enemies from without wanting to attack him and kill him.
Kanti khona lapho sakhamuka usathani ngaphakathi.
But at that very time Satan was coming from within.
Okuyingozi kakhulu ukuhlaselwa ngaphandla kulutho kodwa uma usathani esevuka phakathi ebandleni woqaphelisisa ke uyawudinga umusa ngoba bona bayingozi embi kunalaba bangaphandle.
Attacks from without are nothing in comparison to the danger of attacks from within. It is there that you need grace.
Ngakho-ke abantwana bakaNkulunkulu nabazalwana bakufanele ukuthi balale uthongo ngoba kuyingozi. USathane uyaqala aqhamuke phandle kodwa uma ibona ukuthi hey kwangathi akungilungeli uzovusa bakhe ngaphakathi ebandleni.
And that is why Christians need to be ever so careful and on their guard. For if Satan cannot get it right to attack from without, he will do something within.
Ngoba laba bangaphakathi bayingozi enkulu kunalaba bangaphandle.
For those within are of more danger than those without.
Kanti futhi singayenza idilingi bencane futhi.
And we can narrow that circle even more.
Sithi, hayi abantu abangaphakathi ebandleni. Isitha sakho esikhulu esokugcina uwe qobo lwazo.
And say that the real enemy isn't even those within. It is you yourself. Your greatest enemy finally is yourself.
Inhliziyo yakho.
Your heart.
Uma uSathane esevuka enhlizweni yakho, awu umuka nomfula uyodliwa ushaka elwandle.
And if Satan comes up in your heart and he gets hold of you there, well then you just drift with the river and are eaten by the sharks.
Aphelisisa ke asikisitha phandle. Asikisitha ebandleni. Asikisitha esingozi kuwe. Kunawe qobo lwakho. Wena uzoyibulala. Wena uzoyifaka esihogweni.
Beware then, there is no enemy without or even within, except yourself who is the real danger. It is you yourself who can cast yourself into hell.
Ngenqumo zakhe zingasile.
Through your bad decisions.
Kuthwa ngamazwi akho akhulumayo uyolahlwa ngamazwi akho uyolungisiswa.
The Lord said that through your own words you can be condemned, or through your own words you can be justified.
Mutetheli sono cabanga emibi senze sibi empilweni yakho, oh uyayinquma uyayibulala uyayibhubhisa.
If you give free rein to sin, to evil thoughts, to evil deeds, well, you are killing yourself.
Manje bebehlelike endlini yomuntu obe nobuthoko wambiza uJesu eBethania.
Now they were in the house of a man who had leprosy in the town of Bethany.
Manje la eBethania, iBethania lakhelene neJerusalema, lisempumalanga neJerusalema, iJerusalema lisentshonalanga neBethania.
Now Bethany was a neighboring village of Jerusalem, just to the east of it.
Besekuseduze ukuthi uJesu abethelwe emthini.
And they were very close to the time when Jesus was to be crucified.
Lo muntu owayenokhoko uSimoni wambiza, wamema, wamhlalisa edilini.
Simon the leper invited him and set him down at the table.
UJohane khona lapho kwafika owesifazane.
Then it's recorded that a woman arrived there in the scene.
UJohane uthi owesifazane lo bekuMaria umfowabo kaLazaro nodadewabo kaMartha.
John records this woman as being Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. Now, as the food was on the table, this woman came in. She came in with this alabaster flask of the most wonderful scent, or oil of spikenard.
Namhlabat perfume.
Today we'd say perfume.
Wangena. Wakonde nkosini.
She went to the Lord.
Wale pula walibulali bodlela wachitonka mafuta phezu kaJesu kutwa waze wagcoba ngisho nenyawo zakhe.
And breaking the flask, she poured it over the Lord's head, even down to the feet.
Indlu yonke yagcwala iphunga lelelimnandi.
The whole house was filled with a wonderful sweet fragrance. And then it says, but some of the disciples then were very upset and angry. John records that it was Judas Iscariot. But here in Mark, it's recorded that there were others who were indignant. In other words, they together with Judas, Judas being the ringleader. Now you listen to this carefully, Christians. They were siding with the opinion of one who had a wicked heart, one whose heart was in the money. He was a thief.
Lapha siyabona ukuthi ngisho umfundi kaJesu angasuka thatheka.
Here we discover that even a disciple of Jesus can be swept away and be influenced.
Bese umholi kulokho kuba uJudas Iscariot. Enzima indaba, niyabona indaba yokholo. Niyabona indaba yokulandela uJesu. Onendlebe yokuzwezwe.
And the leader of this being Judas Iscariot, do you hear the sensitivity of this? Do you hear what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ?
Kwamphatha kabi uJudas Iscariot.
Judas Iscariot was indignant.
Wathi kodwa ukwenzeleni lokhu? Ingani le lamafutha anenani elikhulu angadayiswa ngamadenariyo angamakhulu amathathu? Kusho ukuthi leyo mali bekuyiholo lonyaka wonke ubuzosebenza unyaka. Mhlawumbe iminyaka emibili uthenga ibhodlela lodwa, ngoba uma usebenza ukhona awukwazi ukuthatha yonke imali, kusale uhaf ngesinye isikhathi kusale uhaf okuncane, mhlawumbe kusale okweshumi. Ungasebenza iminyaka eyishumi ukuthola leyo nto.
Saying, why this excessive waste? A whole year's salary even more could have been spent on this. It says 300 denarii, which was a year's salary. But you don't just use every single cent to buy something like this, a jar of perfume, but instead you would use as much as you can. This could have been such a huge amount, perhaps 2 years of salary.
Just imagine if you make profit, it's just a small percentage of your earnings. So if it was a year's salary, how many years would you have sweated to buy such oil, such perfume?
Perhaps this was of the most expensive oil or perfume in the world. Judas was so angry, and the others with him sharply criticized her, until the Lord Jesus said, "Leave her alone. What she has done is a good thing. The poor you always have with you, but with me, I'm not always going to be here." But this woman had grasped hold of a mystery. For opportunities pass by. Some opportunities come by once, and should you not grab the opportunity, you've missed it forever. It was her final chance to anoint the Lord for his death. Take note that opportunities do come and go. If the Lord convicts you of something, make that right immediately. Don't delay it. You might never get that chance again. And these men were very upset, and they raised their different issues and their different points as to why this could have been used in a better way. They said some could have been helped and the poor fed through this money. They criticized, condemned. Their leader being Judas, who had the purse. Think of the financial side. How he loved it. Some were in agreement until the Lord Jesus himself spoke and defended this woman. And said what she has done is a good thing, and throughout the whole world this good thing she's done for me will be spoken of. Not that it's wrong to help the poor, that's good. But in this position, in this particular moment, it wasn't the right thing to do.
Okudaleke ukuthi o Maria adele into enkulu kangaka ukuze uMaria ayithathe alibulale ibhodlela achithe konke akathathanga nje amaqondo sambalwa nje sekwenele wathela konke ngokupheleleyo kwadalwa yini.
That this woman, Mary, should take this whole bottle, not just a little bit of it, but the whole thing, and break the flask, what caused her to do it? She didn't say to herself, well, this is so expensive after all, let me use an appropriate amount and see one day later on if I can use some more for him. What had caused this happening?
Nyabona indaba yokholwa. Niqonde kahle. Indaba yokholwa into yenhliziyo.
You see, the matter of faith is a matter of the heart.
Inhliziyo, indaba yenhliziyo. Uma uthi akholwa inhliziyo yakho ingathintekanga. Inhliziyo yakho ingaguqulwanga. Inhliziyo yakho ingasetshenzwanga. Kungukufarisa kuphela.
It is a matter of the heart, and if the heart hasn't been dealt with and has been got hold of by the Lord, then it's all in vain.
Umaria ngena uthela amafutha akana ake sabi uyazi ukuthi leli phunga lizothinta noma bani endlini.
Now this Mary came in with this flask of oil, not wondering and not being afraid and concerned, but knowing that it would touch everyone in the home. She didn't have questions like, what will these men think of me? Mary is free. She just does what is on her heart and does it fearlessly, not regarding the men's opinion.
Akekho fikile futhi Maria. Vula I wardrobe. Vula I dressing table. How inlung. How uthathe ukuthele. Kha! Awimnandi lento echamselwa umoya ongcwele enhlizweni. Hayi ukuthi utshelwa abanye abantu.
No one had tried to set her up or to influence her or to even suggest it. This came from the Holy Spirit speaking in her heart. And it was. Jesus deemed it to be a good thing. And the whole house was filled with the sweet fragrance. This was pure, undiluted oil. And that's what she expressed
herself.
She expressed herself with it. She withheld nothing. She poured it all on the Lord Jesus. What has caused it? The heart. Jesus was great to her. Jesus was greater to her than this treasured oil. Jesus was so much greater. That's why she just felt, I have to pour it upon him in this manner. But amazingly, the matter doesn't start with the oil or the perfume. Yes, it does express her great love for the Lord Jesus and the love that she has for God, how great it was. But it starts at a distance, not right there at that moment. The Bible says, we love him for he first loved us. That Mary should do this great act, this wonderful thing for her Lord, was because the Lord had done something for her a long time before. And this expression, this act of hers, was because of the overflowing love from her heart. Bible says, he who is forgiven much, loves much. Remember that immoral woman who had been misbehaving in the world, and she came, sat at the feet of Jesus? Simon had come and said, well, if the Lord was truly a prophet, he would have recognized and discerned where this woman came from. And Jesus, seeing his thoughts, said, Simeon, when I came, you didn't even wash my feet, but she, since I've come, has not stopped washing my feet with her tears and her hair.
What in Anne, Simeon? Kugenga yokuti lo unotando lukhulu kunawe yena wathethelelwa okuningi ikhe nothando lukhulu.
The Lord said, why? Because she has much more love. Her sins are forgiven. That's why she loves much.
Uthi uMaria kwaba khona usuku lapho ayibonela khona ukuthi ngingumoni ngisoni ngingumuntu wesihogo mina.
There must have been the day where Mary saw her sinfulness and realized that she was a lost sinner belonging to hell.
Wayikhalela kuJesu, wathethelelwa.
wamthanda uJesu wamkhonza uJesu uJesu wabamkhulu kuye waswela indlela yokumbonga waswela into angamenzela yona waze wathatha okugcina nakho.
She had cried to the Lord,
waphulela uJesu,
received the Lord's forgiveness, and then not knowing how she could express her appreciation, she came with this expensive jar and just broke it upon the Lord.
Yena uza kuJesu amenzele sisimanga esikhulu ngesizathu sokuthi uJesu besefikile kuye. Uyezwa na? Yena uza kuJesu manje ngoba uJesu besefikile kuye, wafinyelela enhlizweni yakhe, wasebenza khona, wamenzela okhulu.
She came to the Lord Jesus, for he had come to her. Listen to that. The Lord Jesus had come to her, worked in her heart, and had done great things for her.
You can't come to Jesus and do something for him before he has done something for you.
Awukwazi ukuthi uze kuJesu menzela okhulu engakafiki kuwe ekwenzela wena okukhulu.
Khumbula omunye umfundisi omhlophe ngisanda ukuphenduka. Wabeka ubufakazi bakhe. Ubejabhile. Athi ngimdala kodwa ngakamenzeli lutho uJesu azikhithele abantu abaphenduki. Waya komunye umfundisi weBhunu. Wathi ngiyakhala. Ek is ongelukkig. Ngihluphekile kunabantu bonke. Ngifuna ukumkhonza uJesu. Kodwa ngiyehluleka ukumkhonza.
I remember once a very unhappy preacher testifying of how he felt that what he had done was in vain and not effective. He wanted to do something for Jesus. He went then to a certain renowned Afrikaans preacher asking for help. He said, "Show me, what must I do? I want to serve the Lord."
He was a German missionary, an old gray head German missionary. And he went to the old Dominie. He says, "There's nothing more in this world that I would like but then to serve Jesus, to bring forth much fruit, but I don't see it." And the old man said, "That's your mistake. You want to serve him. You can't serve him before he has served you. You can't do something for Jesus before he has done something to you in your heart." And Mary came and served the Lord, having experienced Jesus filling her heart, changing her heart, and having done something there.
Why afuna ukuthi amkhonze uJesu? Kanti waya kumfundisi weBhunu wathi ngicela ukuthi ungisize yena eyiJaleman eyimissionary. Wathi lo mfundisi weDumini wathi iphutha lakho ukuthi awukakhonzwa uJesu, awukwazi ukumkhonza yena engakakhonzi.
Sie kam nun zu Jesus, weil Jesus zuvor zu ihr gekommen ist und ihr Herz erfüllt hat.
She came to the Lord Jesus because he had come to her and had filled her heart to overflowing. The Bible says we love him because he first loved us and has shed abroad his love in our hearts.
Der Herr hatte seine Liebe in ihr Herz ausgegossen und erfüllt. Hast du eine Ahnung von dem? Weißt du, was das bedeutet, wenn dein Herz erfüllt ist mit der Liebe Gottes, dass die brennt in deinem Leben? Ngibuza amaJalimane ukuthi ayaqonda yini ukuthi uma uthando lukaNkulunkulu selithululiwe enhlizweni luvutha khona ukuthi kusube kube njalo. Angiyekeke amaJalimane, ngibuze nina bakwaZulu, ngiyakwazi lokho.
Have you experienced that? That your sins being removed, He comes and He pours into your heart His love till it floods your soul.
Hast du eine Ahnung von dem, was das bedeutet? Weißt du, was das bedeutet? Ein Herz überschüttet mit der Liebe Gottes.
Have you any inkling of what that means? A heart absolutely overcome with and conquered by the love of God.
Maria wusste.
Mary knew. Maria ubekonda.
Indlu yonke isigcino yagcwala leli phunga elimnandi.
Finally, the whole home was filled with the sweet fragrance.
Angazi ngibuye ngiswele ngithi kodwa indaba kaNkuluNkulu ngayichaza kanjani? Ngoba ngiyakhala ngesinye isikhathi ngithi hey, izinhliziyo zabantu angazi ukuthi zinjani. Amadwalodwa, indlebe, angazi ukuthi yini. Ubuchopho, angazi ukuthi yini.
I'm often at loss as to describe and to depict and to expound this, to make this to be absolutely clear to you. And often ask, well, Lord, what are their hearts made of? What are in their brains?
Umaria, ukuza fike, athele lamafutha, kathi uNkulunkulu esesebenzile enhlizweni yakhe.
Mary coming to pour this oil on the Lord had experienced a long time before the Lord pouring His love into her heart.
Kade uthese fikile kuye efinyelele enhlizweni yakhe emqwalisa.
Jesus had a long time before that come to her and filled her heart.
Belvuta lolu thando enhlizweni yakhe.
And this love burned in her heart.
Yakhumbula abafundi ababili beya eMaus lapho uJesu senyamalele. Esefikile kubona uthi hey nawu kuzwile uzwile kuvutha umlilo enathi.
Remember the two disciples on the road to Emmaus where they were depressed and not knowing what had happened to their Lord, and after the Lord had spoken to them they testified to each other. Did you feel that heat, the warmth of the Lord as He spoke?
Bebezwa umlilo.
They felt the fire. Do you feel this fire? You at school, you girl, you boy, do you feel this fire? And you older people, and you parents, do you feel this fire?
Petru. Simon ngajona uyangithanda na? Waphinda waphola uyangithanda na? Waphinda kwesithathu uyangithanda na? Kwajula.
The Lord asked Peter, "Do you love me?" Asked him the second time and the third time, going deep.
USaddam Hussein ube nemgodi yakhe lapha eqasha khona phansi.
Saddam Hussein has had his bunkers in which he has been hiding. Built originally by Germans. And told by those builders that even if an atom bomb had to go off, your bunker is safe. You will not be injured down there. But the Americans have been using bunker buster bombs where the first one penetrates into the concrete, the second one goes into that very same hole, and the third one does the blasting and the damage right down there.
Kodwa uJesu wathuma ibhomu lakhe. Simon kaJohn uyangithanda na. Simon kaJohn uyangithanda na. Kwesibili kuyajula. Simon kaJohn kwesithathu. Kwaza waqhuma phansi. Kwafinyelela enhlizweni kaPetro.
And our hearts can have that thickness of concrete, but Jesus sends his bomb to penetrate. And to Peter, he sent his first, his second, and his third till it struck home.
Nina nilalela izindaba ngeradio. Angazi ukuthi niyaqonda yini ngabikelwa ukuthi thina besithola njalo inews yethu ngo-CNN ngabaseMelika. Kodwa abomhlaba wakithi manje bathi ke cha asafuna ukuzwa ngomlomo waseMelika, sesifuna ukuzwa ngomlomo wamaSulumane. Manje ke asezwa ke indaba njengokuba sasizwa kuqala, sesizwa ngomlomo wamaSulumane. Ikho bethu bhushi akanabo ubuchopho, ubhushi ulwela amaKristu nje.
And I've been made to understand that our SABC, the government media, has been, it has removed CNN and has replaced it with an Arabic network. And they want to hear from the Islamic point of view. You find all these complaints, Bush, he's got no brains, and Bush, he's only fighting for Christianity.
Ayajabula Masuluman, asekwinile, now sui Suluman, kumula lezi fake zabo ezimhlophe.
And Muslims have scored a victory in this. Get your shoes off already. Put on your white clothing. Now that I've got to this is because of what the Lord Jesus asked Peter thrice. That penetrative bomb, like the Americans, this which goes penetrates right through.
Ukholwa kuyinto yenhliziyo.
To believe is a matter of the heart.
Inhliziyo eyavakashelwa uJesu yangenwa uJesu wasebenza khona wayigcwalisa.
The heart that has been visited by Jesus and worked on by the Lord and filled by him.
Umbuzo wami umbuza ngesiJalimane ukuthi kukhona yini okwaziyo ngalolu thando olufinyelele enhlizweni uJesu esegcwelisa inhliziyo.
My question which I'd been asking in German is, do you have any inkling, any idea of the Lord doing that and filling your heart?
Ngelinye ilanga uGraf von Zinzendorf,
one day
ubehleli nabangani bakhe.
Baron von Zinzendorf was sitting with his friends.
Mina ngiyababiza ukuthi friend bakhe abayintanga yakhe.
I call them his friends and they happen to be his age.
Baxoxa.
And they were chatting.
Omunye wathi kodwa okuyipheshini yami engikuthandayo kakhulu kuyikuphi babuzane.
And they were discussing among themselves what it is that drives them. What is their particular passion?
NgesiJalimane kuthiwa Leidenschaft. Into oyithanda kakhulu kunezinto zonke.
The passion, the thing that you love more than anything else.
Omunye wathi, okwabi okunumber one, ukuzingena.
One answered, what I love more than anything else is to hunt.
Athi hayi ukuzingela inyamazane akho lutho ofana nakho. Ngiyathanda ukuzingela mina, ngizingela inyamazane kudubule zona.
He said to hunt for a deer or for a buck, there's nothing that surpasses it.
Oyisibili wathi hayi mina anginandaba nokuzingela, ngithanda ukudlala amadayisi, ngidlalela imali. Iyona nto engidlayo, iyona nto engizwayo, iyona nto engiqhubayo.
The second one said, well, my passion is for gambling. To throw the dice, to gamble, is what drives me. The third said, none of these things interest me. Women, that's my passion. Beautiful women, you cannot surpass that. And Zinzendorf, who was a count,
Bambuza, but utuleleni wena, Zinzendorf. Shongani, ukuthoko senhlizweni yakho okuqhubayo.
And these men said, but Zinzendorf, why do you keep quiet? Tell us, what is your driving passion?
And
he answered, my driving passion, what consumes my heart, is Jesus. It is Jesus, Him alone.
It is as if though
I could stand you up now and ask you individually, who identifies with this of Zinzendorf?
Ubani owaziyo lento, ozwayo lento, ukholwa kuyilento ke.
Who experiences this passion, this which Zinzendorf was speaking of? Anything else is but an empty shell.
Ngisho nawe Minky, no habit. Nako okufanele ukuthi kube senhlizweni zenu, noma senthembisene.
You, Minky, and you, Herbert, as well. This is to be your driving passion. This is to be the most important thing to you. For some, it's not like that. Some are inspired by filth. Like some said, gambling or pretty women. Prostitution. Their lusts. That's what they feel. That's what they experience. That's what drives them. But Mary is not there.
Utimkhulu lona. Umkhulu ngalokho angenzele kona.
She is saying, great is this one, he who's done so much for me.
Kumbula ngelinye ilanga, uJesu esendlini yabo, uMaria ubelaphi, ubesenyaweni zakhe lalela ukuthi uJesu uthi.
Remember, on another occasion, Jesus was in their home. Where was Mary to be found? At Jesus' feet, listening to his words.
Sikhathi senkonzo, wathi omunye ekhaya, mina ngizohlala ekhaya, ngipheke, ngiphekele idina.
Some people are driven by excuses not to be in the service. Maybe, well, you cooked last Sunday, let me do it. And any excuse to try and not be at the service, or looking at the watch, every now and then gazing at the watch, when will the service end?
Go to Maria. Wat kan dat niet?
Jesus was the greatest to Mary. She grasped hold of his words and grabbed them and clung to them. Like Mary, the mother of Jesus, it says of her that she stored up in her heart the words of the Lord. So too with this Mary, who sat at his feet, not wanting to miss a word. When did you last hear Jesus speaking to you? Is Jesus precious to you and his word, wanting to be driven by him, wanting to be led by him? Now we met with a thing here. It's a long time ago.
Catherine,
I mentioned to Catherine that there seems to be something wrong with that person. Catherine wanted to try and keep him, for he worked well for her.
No, Johann Becker, umuntu obekezelayo, bazalwane uyabekezela lo muntu.
And Johann Becker too. Johann Becker was and is very patient.
Noma sithi siyamxosha umuntu athi hawo kodwa ukwazi ukumbekezelela umnike ishansi.
And if we need to ask a person to leave, he will ask for patience that the person gets another chance.
Umvumisi onesikhathi sabantu abayizoni.
Counselor who has time for sinners. But these days he was caught red-handed, this particular person. And then he came to me. I was there in my bedroom, on my bed. Said, Uncle Elo.
Impela.
I'm troubled by a nervous condition. I'd been in Zimbabwe and was badly treated there, and now here I am being badly treated here too. He was trembling. Asking for forgiveness.
He said,
even though as a man I shouldn't be crying. And he told the story. My heart, I felt sympathy. I saw him as being a troubled person. There were only two things that were a red light to me of warning. Full of criticism towards people here at Kwasizabantu, but not one thing criticizing himself.
I thought,
well, is it possible to live with people and only find things wrong with them and never find anything, not a single thing wrong with yourself? That's what it's like with people who leave and who find so much fault, but they never find fault with themselves.
Only one, that was one red light. I'm helping you as well. Those people that talk about other people's sins and criticize them, but they don't criticize themselves. Kill him, Les.
Abantu abakhuluma ngabanye, bexoxa ngabo, kodwa bangazisoli bona, ikelem bona. Secondly,
kutholakale intsangu.
In his box.
In his box.
In his box, Dacha was found.
Why said Uncle Edo? Angas. Ukuthi le ntsangu yafakwa ubani eboxini lami.
You said, Uncle Ella, I don't
know. Uguzwa omhlophe ekhuluma lo kusho ukuthi ubehleli kakhulu nabantsundu bamfundisa.
He
nomedela ngazi.
He said, well, I don't know, Uncle Ella, who must have planted this. In fact, I have an idea, it might have been that person or that person. It's amazing to hear such an excuse, like the common excuse if something is found. And here in Africa, you'll find that even if a person's found with an avocado pear, this actually happened. In his pocket, he said, oh, I don't know, who must have put it there?
Hey, shauke ingola. Nitake ningfunele umuntu. Ozo tata lo muntu. Amise Thekwini. Amise le eAk. Nyabona le ebish la ungena khona ikepe kukhona indawo ebizwa ukuthi iark hamba zonke idakwa bonke abantu uyavunyelwa nokubhema khona.
I phoned to ask if there'd be somebody available at the reception to take him then back to Durban to the ark specifically. It is a rehab center, a place of refuge for people in the area quite close to the bay, to the harbor. And they allowed to smoke there.
I don't know. Bangatabuka balalayo uma belala naye futhi akahambe.
I checked it out with others first, with Katrin, with Johan, and they also agreed that he just had to go, and that even those who sleep with him in the room would be really upset if he was allowed to continue in that state.
Thandaze ngithi Nkosi anginaqala uma ngimxosha lo muntu na.
I was in prayer saying, Lord, I don't want to be guilty of sending away this person.
Hayi ke lapho ngizwa lokho. But all right, ngambona,
ngathi uyabona, akukho ukuthula phakathi kwethu, phakathi kwakho nalapha. Wena usola bona, ubona bebabi, kodwa kuyangehlula ukuba ubona amaphutha abo, ungaliboni iphutha lakho. Kodwa ngizokunika imali, ngoba ubungisebenzela, ngizokunika imali, ithatheke. Bese izofika imoto ikuthathikise le eAk eThekwini. Wathi ngihambe nini? Ngithi manje, khona manje, phuthuma, gijima.
I then called him and I said, well, since there is no peace between us and those that are with you, they say this and you only complain about them, I think it's better that we part and we're going to arrange for you to be taken down there to the Ark. And he asked when, and I said immediately, and I'd also arrange some money because he had been working.
Hi, gimniki mal, ngiti yana kukatrini zogniki mal. Oh, ngaitela ikebeng kwa maselu kuti mali shala piku kukatrini. Ningamshayi kekanda nchonchi mali. Aiko futi kuyishali epangi, uyailanda jepangi.
I sent him then to Katrin to go and get some money, although don't get ideas that she has it all. She doesn't have it with her. She has to only fetch it from the bank.
Lest they go and rob her, give her a stick over the head. She's got no money. If she needs money, she goes to the bank. All right.
Aige, kutholwa uThomas. Upu Thomas.
Then we found Brother Thomas.
Agekho.
To the left.
Thomas. Nanguya uThomas. Thomas. Ungamthatha yini usibanibani umyise eThekwini?
Ask
kawayisesho kimi ukuthi angithandi ukuya eArk. Ngithanda ukuya Salvation Army. Ngithi awu kwangathi ingconywana leyo ndawo. Kulungile ndoda yana khona.
I got Thomas and arranged with him that he'd take him, although he preferred to rather go to the Salvation Army than to the Ark. I said, fine.
Ebusuku kring kring. Yeah. How about Mfundis? Thomas.
Last night I got a phone call. Who was it? Thomas. I'm in Stenge, he said.
Oh,
I thought, well, maybe they've had an accident or something. What's happened, Thomas? Well, we've gone into a roadblock, Uncle Elo. The police then told us to open our boot.
Four. Namnika 700.
The boot or the trunk of the car, and there they found four packets of dacha or marijuana. I don't know whether they'd used the money to go and buy it all.
Amapoisat Vela Pile. What hangazi na mangaz go to fagwa uban?
The police asked him.
Easy to the haba la fe Africa, the neblends.
The police asked him, where did you get this from? He said, I don't know. It must have been planted. And they said, well, you climb in to the police van at the back. Thomas asked
me, Thomas,
he asked me what he should do because he's now already on his way to going behind bars and whether he should bail him out. I said, forget about bail, you just come home. If you're not helped by my sermons, maybe you'll be helped by the sermon of jail. You see what was full in his heart? Dacha. I don't want to go into even any details of the other concoctions that they were involved in, lest someone tries to experiment. But you experiment and you'll find yourself landing in jail.
That can be a person who's in the service every Sunday and during the week as well.
Though you're in the service, your heart not yet dealt with. So there are things that can be in the heart. What is in yours?
Before uze kuJesu, kufanele ukuthi eze kuwe. Sefikile kuwe, wasebenza khona. Wavusa nomfowabo kaLaza ka Maria. Awu Maria akakwazi ukukhohlwa uJesu, uJesu mkhulu kuye.
Before you worship Jesus, let him come and serve you. Let him deal with you. And then Mary could not leave the Lord alone, for he was the greatest one to her.
Konke akwenzayo ke manje uMaria ukwenza ngothando ebonga.
And every action of hers was now out of love and thankfulness and appreciation.
Was wollte Maria erwerben hierdurch? O Maria, ukuzamni gelento, amgqobe ngalamafutha. Ubefuna ukuthola. Ubefuna isikhundla yini? Ubefuna ukuthi abe special kuJesu yini? Athola indawo ephambili yini? Cha lutho nothing. U Maria ukwenza ngothando, ngenjabulo, ngenkululeko. Uta Maria ube ne freedom, wakhululwa uJesu. UJesu begcwele, uyambonga uJesu.
What was her hidden motive? What was she aiming at ultimately? She didn't have any ulterior motives. She was simply expressing her love and thanking him.
Do you love me?
Take
care of my lambs.
Do
you love me? Take care of my sheep. Out of love.
Uyangithanda na? Nagegela izimvu zami ngothando.
Omunye ngathi senganenzela okuningi kangaka. Ngadela ukuphila kwami, ngasebenza kangaka. Sengiphathwa ngalendlela. Hayi ubengekho kulokho Maria. UMaria akafuni lutho. Ufuna ukubonga inkosi yakhe egcwele enhlizweni yakhe. Ngiyabona ukholo. Ngiyabona ukholo okuyikona kona.
Some people have the attitude of, I don't know why I'm mistreated like this and why others don't handle me better. I put so much work into it. But there was nothing, not a trace of this in Mary. She was just full of thanks, full of gratefulness. And you see, this is the heart of faith.
Kaige, kukhona abanye abesifazana abanobudoda abanobuqhawe.
There are some men who are, some women who are true men and have manliness and heroism about them.
We can't get away from it.
Asikwazi ukubalekela lokhu.
Even if you get bad women,
noma uthola abesifazana ababi,
you get some that are very, very, very good.
Abanye bahle impela kakhulu.
Awusayini ibhuku Maria.
Mary signed the book.
Oh, Judas Iscariot, neqembu lakhe. Awubheke kudala inkulungwane ezimbili zeminyaka kodwa safunda ngakho. Ngiyabona ukuthi nalabo abathukuthelayo babuya baba namahloni bathi awu awu awu. Awu. Awu, siyayisola.
In other words, she put a seal on it. But those who were angry, Judas Iscariot and them, we read of them till today. How mustn't they bow their heads in shame and anguish at their deed?
Where
are the Marys in our midst?
Oh Maria, bapi na, siyabadinga.
Where are the Marys? We need them.
Let us
stand to our feet.
We thank you, Lord, for the story.
Siyabonga Nkosi ngendaba.
Where you show us a woman who has been noble, pure, clean, the highest quality.
Lapus kombisa wesifazane oqotho o umsulwa ngendlela phakemeyo.
Kwangathi Nkosi, singamfusa kulokho uyisibonele sihle. Sisize singabalelwe eqinjini lika Judas Iscariot.
Lord, may she be a good example and we not be counted in the group of Judas Iscariot.
Wena washo wathi myekeni lokho akwenzile kuhle kimi kumnandi kimi kwangathi nempilo yethu esiyiphilayo ingabanhle kuwe Nkosi.
Where you said, Lord, leave her alone for what she's done. Her deed is good to me. Lord, may our lives be in this way.
Amen.
With that person in the car, the police, when they stopped him, they looked at him and his passenger and they said, open the boot, we want his luggage. And he asked them later on, what is it? They said, we see in his eyes.
Bonakale iphunga elimnandi lika Kristu kithi.
Let the evidence of the fragrance of Christ be in us.
We
had a service these days down there. And I mentioned it briefly.
Ngathi kodwa yini uma kufika isidakwa la. Ngosuku
ngesikhashanyana sethole sinye isitapa wentsango thola omunye kwentsango ngathi amadoda ake ningisize ningitshele ukuthi nibabona kanjani fika umfana ohlushwa inkokanuko khona lapho usetholile intombazane isifebe hawu umbona kanjani ukuthi isifebe lo uyabona nawe intombazane umfana akubhalela incwadi kusho ukuthi uyiqanda elibolile njengaye ngoba uma buphila ubengeka lokothe akubhalela incwadi ukubhalela ngoba wena unesimo sesifebe uyisifebe nawe yikho ekhululeka uma buphila ubengethi ngeke ngibhalele uzongiceba lo ha usibanibani ngeke ngimthinte ukuze ulandelwe impukane kukenxa yokuthi ubelethe isidumbu.
And so you'll find, as we mentioned in the service, that birds of a feather flock together. A drunk person will be here, or one is troubled by alcohol, in no time he's found somebody of similar kind. Or an immoral boy, he'll find a girl in no time. What do they see in each other? How do they get drawn to each other? You get a love letter written to you. What is it? It's promiscuity seeks out other promiscuity.
Ngoba umunye ngake ngezwa insizwa sikhuluma zathi hey awuhamba umshele lo wathi hey lowo ngeke.
I heard of young men speaking among each other, and the one was nudging the other saying, go and flirt with that girl, and he said, that one never, she'll never allow me.
Aspeteke.
Let us close then in prayer.
Siyacela uNkosi ukuthi umoya ongcwele aqhubeke akhulume nathi ngezwi lakhe elingcwele.
We ask you, Lord, that by your Holy Spirit you'd continue speaking to us through your Holy Word.
Ukuba amazwi akho angasuswa amademoni kube imbewu edliwa inyoni, kodwa umoya ongcwele asuke asikhumbuze asebenze ngezwi lakhe phakathi kwethu. Ukuba izinhliziyo zethu ziguqulwe.
That by your grace, your words would not just be eaten up by the birds of the air, by the devil, but that it would rather work in us and change us.
Amen.
Amen.